You're listening to SBS News.
The Phase 3 trials of the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine are now on hold after a person taking part in the United Kingdom had a serious adverse reaction. AstraZeneca says a standard review process triggered a pause to vaccination to allow review of the safety data. It describes it as a routine action designed to maintain the integrity of the trials. Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Nick Coatsworth, denies it's a major setback for Australia's COVID-19 immunisation efforts.
This is a testimony to the rigour and the safety focus that people are putting on vaccine development. Obviously, we'll see what happens with these reports out for the Oxford vaccine, and it by no means puts that vaccine completely off the table. But that is a reason why the Australian government is investing in multiple technologies, multiple potential vaccine candidates, and we know that not all of them are going to go to market.
The pause comes as the chief executives of nine pharmaceutical companies pledged to observe the highest ethical and scientific standards in testing and manufacturing, making the well-being of those getting vaccinated their top priority. Chairman and CEO at Pfizer, Albert Bourla, says his company is hoping it will establish it has a safe and effective vaccine by the end of next month.
Our model, our base case, predicts that we will have an answer by the end of October. Of course, this is only a prediction. It is 60% the chances in our base case that we will have an answer by the end of October.
An answer.
And that is only an answer.
Yeah, I was going to say, so that would be an answer to whether it's safe and effective, not an approval, not shots in the arm in October.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Absolutely, yes. Okay. It is going to be if it is safe and effective.
Pfizer is working with Germany-based BioNTech to develop a vaccine in partnership with the Trump administration. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says millions of the potential vaccine candidates are being manufactured, so they're ready to be distributed if Stage 3 clinical trials are successful.
What we are doing is preparing for a success on one of those that are currently in clinical 3 trials, manufacturing millions of doses of those particular vaccines alongside of the clinical 3 trials, which would mean that we would be prepared to get them to hundreds of millions of people very, very quickly, not just first responders or teachers or those that are healthcare workers, but more broadly in a distribution that would give the American people some much needed, solace in this uncertain time.
Social gatherings of more than 6 people will be illegal in England from next week after a sharp rise in cases. Young people are being blamed for the higher case numbers. UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock has told a parliamentary committee that people can suffer what's known as long COVID, where they can be chronically ill for months.
People of all ages are affected by long COVID. And people who are younger, who might think that they're unlikely to get severe symptoms or die of COVID, can still have a terrible illness that completely changes their lives for months and months and months.
In Spain, primary and secondary schools have opened in Madrid as the region faces an increase in cases. Masks have to be worn at all times, and young children will only be allowed to play with children from their classroom. Josu Gomez has 2 children and set up the Safe Return to School Association. He wants to see smaller class sizes and more physical distancing.
No somos padres insumisos ni asentistas. Somos padres responsables.
We are not absent or objectionist parents, we are responsible parents. We are asking for an education for our sons and daughters. We are worried about this education. All we are asking of the educational authorities is something very simple. Yes to education in the classrooms, but with safety measures. Yes to education in the classrooms, but with lower class numbers. Following examples like those of Denmark, classroom ratios between 10 to 15 pupils and social distancing. This has led to this country to be a model for schools.
In the United States, some schools resuming after the summer break are only offering remote learning. The mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, is hoping students will eventually be able to return to the classroom once virus numbers drop.
Obviously, parents, teachers, building principals need to know if we're going to transition back into some kind of hybrid. But today's the first day, and today's about making sure that we celebrate the accomplishments of our children and get them connected so that they can have a successful launch for school.
Overnight curfews have been imposed in 40 Israeli cities and towns hardest hit by COVID-19. The curfew starts at 7 p.m. and ends at 5 a.m. and is expected to remain in place for a week. The Israeli government has been forced to take action after failing to contain an outbreak with record levels of new infections. The country has been recording about 3,000 new cases a day and has more than 26,000 active cases. Israel's death toll has exceeded 1,000. And in South Africa, the Table Mountain Aerial Cableway in Cape Town has reopened to tourists after being closed for 5 months. Managing Director Wahida Parker says the number of people inside each cable car has been more than halved.
So normally we take 65 people in the cable car. We've now reduced that number to 25 people plus one of our staff members, who is the cabin master. So in total, 26 people.
Globally, almost 895,000 people have died of COVID-19, and there have been 27.45 million cases. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.